Welcome everyone, Dylan Jamelli here today with a brand new video for you, and I do find that today's video is extremely important, and not that they all aren't, because I feel like that, you know, all of the information is extremely important, but the reason I find this one extra important is because of the misunderstanding and misconception surrounding Anavar, and I want to talk about, as the title says, is Anavar really that mild? But before we get into that, I just want to thank everybody for supporting the channel. I am so humbled and blessed and so happy when I see the constant support and feedback. I cannot thank you enough. If you haven't yet, please like, share, subscribe, comment, anything that you can do to help the channel to grow. It is greatly appreciated. So let's dive into this one. Okay. So I think we all know I have a ton of experience with Anavar, love-hate relationship. I've never shied away from that. I've admitted my mistakes with it. I've been up and down with it. I've had some really bad things, some really good things to say about it. I know Anavar very, very, very well. Do I know everything? Absolutely not. No human does. But I really, really, really know Anavar well. And I want to really discuss the misconceptions around Anavar. So many people will tell you, oh, Anavar is so mild and this and that. Look, when you're taking oral steroids and you're looking at them and you look at Anadrol, you look at D-Ball, big bulking steroids, Superdrol, or, you know, like even pro hormones, like, you know, your DMZs, your M-Stens, things like that. Those are so strong. Halotestin. They're so toxic and so strong, and they possess really strong abilities. Winstrol is extremely strong that doesn't get the amount of credit I think it deserves in the strength category. So then you've got Anavar. And in comparison to those, Anavar is certainly mild. I do not disagree with that at all. It doesn't carry that kind of like bulking ability of some of those, or the amount of pressure that it can put on you and the side effects. However, I see people that make recommendations or say things and make misconceptions. I've seen people say Anavar doesn't need a PCT. I've seen Anavar say that, and or people seen Anavar say, yeah, I've seen people say that Anavar is only for females. That is absurd. That is absolutely absurd. And it's still toxic and dangerous for a female. It's just more acceptable or easier on a female's body. I've seen people say it's not suppressive. So false. Extremely suppressive, like any other steroid. Just maybe you don't feel the amount of side effects that you will with another one because it's a little less mild. So you get put under the false assumption because of the way that you don't feel nearly as bad as others, or the false assumption that other people put out there and fill with people's heads with. Either way, it's bad to not understand and to misinterpret and take it lightly. Listen, Anavar is a toxic oral steroid, okay? It will affect your liver, and it can, in a negative way, way more than you expect. Not only that, your kidneys can take a real beating on Anavar. I've experienced it. I've seen it. I've watched it. It's very suppressive. I've seen people just totally bottom out, just like with any other steroid. It's not going to be like, oh, I can run this and I'm only going to be slightly as suppressed, like maybe with a SARM, for example, that's not nearly as suppressive as a steroid, at least most of them, not all of them. There's so many misconceptions, and people, I don't know if it's, because everybody's different on how they convey messages. Like for mega bodybuilders, for example, that talk shit about Primo or Anavar. Well, it's because they're so big and they've got one thing in mind that they don't see it for what it is or what it can accomplish. It's everything. Misrepresentations by celebrities, media. Oh, so that celebrity used it. It must be okay. No. Listen. There is dangers with any steroid that you use, no matter what, some far more than others. Anavar can cause a slew of problems. It's a DHT, which could also affect your hairline. You don't see it as much as other stronger ones, like a Winstrol, for example, or even with a Primabull, and it tends to hurt people's hair more. It still carries that probable, if you're prone to MPB, possibility. The back pumps, the shin pumps, this the way that it can negatively affect your cardiovascular training. These are all things that tend to get overlooked, misconstrued, misunderstood. And like I said, there's a variety of reasons on why this occurs. Not to mention that Anavar does often get faked. So people will have different experiences, side effects, no matter what it's faked with. If you really, really, really go check out blood work and you really watch and monitor and you try to take things light with it, you're going to be in for a rude awakening. And a lot of people, and myself included, especially the older that I've gotten, as I start to get into week 5, you know, and 6, it's like, here comes the lethargy. Here comes the I don't feel like doing shit. And I'm taking support with it. I'm taking protection, even extra protection. And it's still hurting my liver. And then I'm looking at and seeing with other people, kidney values, cholesterol values, all going up, 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 up. You know, suppression kicking in early. Acne for people, and like I said, the excruciating pumps and pains that come along with it. There's a lot of misconceptions about Anavar, and I'm not going to get into the other ones about it being some kind of rapid weight loss drug and things like that are also misconceptions. It's important to take it seriously and to understand that while it may be considered mild in comparison to other compounds, which I do 100% agree with, calling it mild in itself is an over-exaggeration and it's just not true. It has all of these other side effects that you need to be aware of. You need on-cycle protection. You need a post-cycle therapy. You cannot run it too long. I see recommendations and I cringe when I see people saying it's okay to run it 8 to 10 weeks. It most certainly is not. Even at a lower dose, it's causing these problems. Listen, you do you. You do whatever you like. Call me a bitch or pussy or whatever that people like to say about some of my dosing protocols, the meatheads that like to eat glass and get big all day and don't care about tomorrow. I don't care because I know what I'm telling you is true. And I know that that taking it serious, being precautionary, and not misusing it are key. Listen, when you start to abuse oral steroids, use them too long, too often, you're not going to just continually bounce back. Your liver's not just going to always bounce back immediately. Your kidneys, your cholesterol. Over time, you keep chipping away at something and doing damage. It's going to eventually become an issue. Some people shorter time than others. Some people will make it longer than others. But the facts remain that this will 100% put a beating on you and cause you problems over time. So just, I guess my point here is take it serious. Don't fall into this, oh, it's mild. I can do it. I can run it however long I want. Da, 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 da. These are all misguided, stereotypical, nonsensical, bullshit people with half a brain cell advising this type of material. Be safe. Be precautionary. Take it serious. That's all that I can say. And I just want to leave you with that. So that being said, stay tuned for plenty more to come. Dylan Jamelli signing off.